The Garda Representative Association has said that an increase in the number of attacks on its members and an emboldened far right are making the job of policing more difficult. The president of the association, Brendan O'Connor, said these were among concerns that would be raised at the GRA's annual conference, which opens in Westport in County Mayo today. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Rank and file Gardaí say they and their work are being undermined by a range of issues. However, neither the Minister nor the Garda Commissioner will be in Westport to hear these concerns because Drew Harris hasn't been invited, and as a result, Helen McEntee has refused to attend. The GRA president says the far right has been emboldened and there has been an escalation of assaults, intimidation and threats online and in person on Gardaí, politicians and others. Brendan O'Connor says not all the attacks on Gardaí have been from external sources and cites overzealous oversight and the use of internal discipline. He also says that Gardaí in crime-affected urban locations are afraid to pursue fleeing suspects and criminals for fear of being prosecuted, while community Gardaí are fearful of using discretion and common sense when helping out vulnerable citizens. The GRA blames the Commissioner and is particularly critical of the way the Garda who gave an older person the loan of a bicycle was treated. The GRA also says Garda numbers remain dangerously below strength and issues surrounding recruitment and retention continue to place extra work, stress and pressure on Gardaí. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, at the GRA conference, Westport.
A report on climate change has said that the number of people dying from heat-related illness has risen by around 30% in Europe in the past 20 years. The study was carried out by the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service and the World Meteorological Organization. It says that Europe is warming twice as fast as the global average and that heat waves will become longer and more powerful in future. Scientists say that greenhouse gas emissions are warming the planet, causing more intense and frequent extreme weather events. Our environment correspondent George Lee.
This State of the Climate report highlights how Europe last year experienced its largest wildfire ever, one of its wettest ever years, and severe marine heat waves, as well as widespread devastating flooding. There was also a record number of days with extreme heat stress, where the temperature feels like more than 46 degrees Celsius. 63 lives were lost due to storms in Europe last year, 44 to floods and 44 others to wildfires. Weather and climate-related economic losses for the year were estimated at more than €13.4 billion.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is in Luxembourg to attend a meeting of EU foreign ministers before travelling to a series of engagements in the Middle East. Ministers will discuss ways of getting air defence systems to Ukraine and how far to extend fresh sanctions against Iran following its attack on Israel 10 days ago. From Luxembourg, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Following months of delay and prevarication, the US House of Representatives at the weekend finally approved a $60 billion military support package for Ukraine, which US officials say should allow for desperately needed ammunition to reach frontline troops within a couple of weeks. However, Ukraine also needs air defence systems, thanks to Russia's relentless assault on Ukrainian cities and energy infrastructure, frequently hitting residential blocks, then targeting emergency crews with a second strike. EU foreign and defence ministers, who'll be joined by their Ukrainian counterparts, will discuss ways of sourcing available air defence systems within Europe and beyond. Ministers will also aim for agreement on expanding sanctions against Iran. Following the meeting, the Taoiseach will fly to Cairo for a meeting with his Egyptian counterpart before travelling on to visit the Rafah crossing between Egypt and Gaza. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Luxembourg.
The government will announce the establishment of a new national park on the Corcaguina Peninsula in West Kerry later today. It will cover more than 70,000 acres, making it the largest national park in the country. It will also be Ireland's first marine national park, as most of the area covered by it will be at sea. Our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
The new national park will be known as Park na Seúnta na Maracaerí. It will include 1,400 acres of land and forestry close to the iconic Conor Pass. This land was put on the market last August and has been acquired by the state for a price understood to be in the region of €6 million. The catchment of the nearby river of Anau a Mhór an 8-kilometre waterway with 9 lakes, has been acquired separately. The new national park will also include Knockfrainan, the sand dunes at Inch Beach, the UNESCO World Heritage Site at Skellig Vihil, several islands off the Kerry coastline, as well as the sea surrounding them. The formal announcement will be made this afternoon by the Minister of State for Nature, Malcolm Noonan, along with the Heritage Minister, Dara O'Brien, who has cabinet responsibility for the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Corcuigaina, West Kerry.
A motorcyclist in his 60s has died in a single vehicle road crash in North County Cork. It happened at Bantyre, 20 kilometres west of Mallow, shortly before 7 o'clock yesterday evening. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally dry today. The best of the sunshine will be in Munster and Connacht. Cloud will extend across Ulster and Leinster this morning and further to the west and south this afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 12 to 18 degrees.